thank you very much. Glad to have you all here. I just love our coaching sessions. Of course, I love everything about personal development and growth and achievement. I fear a little bit that last Tuesday evening, we overwhelmed you by introducing all the new material and options in the health dimension as we focus on the health dimension during the month of April. We talked about several items. For example, we introduced book club, and we introduced the very first book, Spark, by Dr. Rady. Just a delightful read, and I'm having a wonderful time getting through it again and sharing my comments in book club. We also talked about courses associated with dimensions. Of course, you're familiar with courses because of Basecamp course, which is really attached to our industry dimension as we think about career and financial fitness. But we also introduced the fact that we're going to have a Get Healthy course, and it will be, I think, posted by the end of the month. So you've got new courses, new opportunities for interface with book club and things like that. We've been really careful to try to not overwhelm with too much too fast. Now, having said that, I would also say it doesn't mean that all of these are required activities. They're optional activities. They are activities designed to provide you with opportunities. And of course, inside each dimension, we'll have some number of classes and courses and book clubs and just things that will instruct and elevate. Remember, these are the six dimensions of the human experience. And our objective here in the sixth dimension is to elevate hope and happiness and achievement so that we can all live richer and more and happier lives. So as we talk about things like classes and courses and book club, don't feel like you've got to get involved. That you might feel like, man, I'm just doing everything I can to keep up with the current pace. That's okay. We'll introduce things as we go along and make sure that you have opportunities. But one of the reasons that we want a rich set of classes and courses and book clubs associated with each dimension is because each of us have different needs, wants, and passions. And so we want to make sure that there is an exciting, exhilarating path of self-development and achievement associated with every dimension. Now, we're going at this at a measured pace so that as we take a focus on a new dimension, then we'll try to introduce a book club, the classes associated with that dimension, and the courses inside that dimension so that everybody will have a chance to get at least exposure. So we say, don't feel like you've got to engage every opportunity. But if we say that, then it begs the question, why then would we have them? Why would we have classes and courses and book club if only a percentage of us engage them? Well, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, as mentioned earlier, these really do represent the six dimensions of the human experience. And we want to make sure that there is achievement opportunity, that you have the very best and latest scientific information with regard to principles inside of each dimension. So that as you make choices to explore or to develop, that you'll have the very best new ideas. Okay, so why focus on it in our coaching sessions? Why do this rotation of April is health, and therefore in May we'll be thinking about intellect. In June we'll be talking about social, emotional, and relationship fitness. July, industry, financial, and career fitness. Why take that focus? Well, for this reason. Remember that sixth dimension is all about personal development, but it's also about helping other people. This gives you a rich resource of information and ideas that you can use to engage either in common conversation as you engage with your friends and neighbors in topics of interest, but also ways to help elevate, lift, as you have new ideas around the latest scientific information. So third is because each person will have their own desires, wants, needs, and of course, passions and interests that they will want to explore inside of the six dimensions. So for all of those reasons, we take time here to explore pieces, elements of each of those dimensions. So April is the month of health, wellness, and physical fitness. As we talk about that today, I'd like to recall to us a coaching session on overall achievement that we did early on, well, in our engagements as we focused on achievement in March. And that was the six steps to strengthen a weakened will. Reminding ourselves that a weakened will is an important aspect of our achievement, our development, our personal growth. One of the things that we talked about there, the very base level, that very base level, let me see if I can get a better cover here, that's not showing up well. That very base level we talked about is get healthy. When we talked about things that can erode our will, unhealthy bodies, minds, and spirits can get in the way of strengthening our will to succeed, our will to achieve, our will for personal development. We talked about four key elements associated with get healthy. Those four key elements started with sleep. Then we talked about eat, and then move, and then finally gratitude. Well, that's where we're going today. We're going to focus on just that aspect. Remember, April is our opportunity to focus on the health dimension, health, wellness, physical fitness. So as we talk about that, we're going to focus on sleep. So this is one that we hope that everybody can get behind, even if you're feeling like you're overwhelmed with everything else in life. Here is some research that will be exceedingly valuable to every one of us as we think about personal development, growth, and achievement. I'd first like to point out one thing about all four of these dimensions. We've been doing this theory day, the six steps to strengthen a healthy will, strengthen our will, starting with this foundation of get healthy and these four elements, sleep, eat, move, and gratitude, for I would say nearly 15 years. I saw a delightful article this past week on Tom Brady. Now, some of you may not know who Tom Brady is. He is the winning quarterback from the Super Bowl this past year. What the article focuses on, however, is Tom Brady's age. He's 39 years old, soon to be 40 years old, and yet he is performing at the peak of his game in the NFL. Most people, by the time they reach 40, have been out of the game for more than a half a decade. And yet Tom Brady is saying, I'm performing at my peak and I expect to continue to perform at this peak for another 6 to 7 years. So people have been curious, why? Why do you say you're performing at your peak? His response was, early on in my NFL career, it took me 4 to 5 days to recover from a game. Now it's one day and I'm up and at it and ready to go. And when people ask him why, this is what he says. First of all, I regulate my sleep very carefully. I'm in bed at 9 p.m. every night, no exceptions. I'm up by 5 a.m. every morning, no exceptions. I'm getting a solid 8 hours of sleep, number one. Number two, I'm eating a rich diet of whole foods, proteins and fats in the right macronutrient balance. And as I looked into that balance, it's nearly exactly consistent with what we're doing in our soon-to-be motivated, rolled out diet and nutrition study. Third, I exercise in a way that's custom fit for me. I'm exercising better than ever before with greater intensity. And third, or fourth, is my connection with my spiritual roots. Is that just delightful? That is exactly what Tom Brady says makes all the difference in his development. Well, let's hit this research on sleep. Turns out, as you know, our bodies are an amazing chemistry mix. Inside of every body is this rich mix of hormones and peptides and all kinds of amino acids all working together to make our bodies work. It is during the stage of sleep that all that chemical mixture finds balance. I was reading a study this past week about brain analysis during sleep. Turns out that during sleep, when they do MRIs of the brain, the whole structure of the brain takes on a new characteristic. It's as if the cells all relax and create space between them that didn't exist during wake time hours. And then the brain is flooded with fluids that are designed to flush out toxins in the brain and then make sure that they flush them right out of the body. It's just remarkable to look at the MRIs and see what's going on inside of the brain as the body actually goes through stages of detoxification and de-stress during sleep. It's one of the first jobs of the body during a state of sleep, rest, and relaxation. If we could focus on just two hormones, leptin and ghrelin. Leptin is known as the starvation or satiation hormone. It lets us know it's created in the fat cells of our body. The more fat cells in our body, the more leptin that is created. Leptin then sends signals to the brain saying, hey, I've got plenty of fat cells. We're doing just fine. You don't need to give me more food. I've got plenty of fuel stored throughout the body. I'm satiated. That's the job of leptin. Ghrelin, on the other side, originates in the stomach. So ghrelin, about 3 hours after a meal, when the stomach is full, it's absent of ghrelin. But as our bodies digest and send the food through the digestive system, then ghrelin comes on board about 3 hours after eating and says, okay, I maybe could use some more fuel down here. So on the one hand, ghrelin is the hunger hormone and leptin is the satiation hormone. In today's American diet, I read two different studies this week about ghrelin. It's again, something that we talk about every time. We've been doing this for 15 years as we talk about sleep. And yet, one of the things that was new as I read about ghrelin, now old research says when we eat fat, we store fat. It turns out to not be true at all. The latest research tells us that when we eat fat, ghrelin says, I'm satiated, and leptin says I'm satiated, and ghrelin doesn't come in with hunger signals to the brain as early or as frequently. So when we eat this rich diet of carbohydrates, especially sugars and refined grains, flours, etc., then it's spiking our fuel sources, our energy sources in our muscles from glucose, not from fat. And that's confusing leptin. So all this gets in balance with sleep. When we put our bodies in a state of rest, leptin and ghrelin and human growth hormone all find balance in our bodies as we detox and we de-stress. That's the first thing that happens during sleep, is all of that chemical mix finds balance. The second important point is that by doing nothing else, by not changing diet one iota, just by changing sleep, we lose weight because we get that hormonal balance between ghrelin and leptin. So that's the second role of sleep. It helps us to maintain a healthy body composition. Third, during sleep, our bodies stimulate and strengthen the immune system. Remember that we said one of the great things that erodes our will is when we're not healthy. Well, if we want to get healthy and stay healthy, sleep is one of the amazing cures. It protects us against disease and harm as it strengthens our immune system. We've also talked about the importance here of a healthy emotional mindset. Again, sleep is one of the big keys. When we, during sleep, as we detox and de-stress and get that hormonal balance right, it protects us and strengthens us against discouragement and depression. Just amazing as we think about the powers associated with sleep. One of the other things that we find is that being in sleep deficiency builds up over time. And that one of the things that it stimulates is increased error. So among, for example, medical residents, they used to go into sleep deprivation, but they discovered that these medical residents were making 500 times more life-threatening errors than average people with normal sleep. So one of the things that sleep does is it strengthens our judgment, our decision-making. Whereas if we erode sleep and we go into sleep deprivation, it erodes our judgment and it erodes our decision-making. Again, the power of sleep. Finally, good sleep patterns elevate our achievement. That's what we're talking about in sixth dimension. We're talking about personal growth, personal development, and achievement. Living life on a happier and more hopeful plane. And that's one of the key elements of sleep. That's what sleep does for us. Well, what is adequate sleep? All the research tells us that this is between 7 and 9 hours per night. 7 to 9 hours per night. If you're going less than seven, you're going to be subject to more discouragement, more depression, greater weakening of your immune system, making you more subject to everything that comes around, colds and flus, etc. It's going to weaken your ability to grow, develop, and achieve. It's going to erode your ability to make good decisions and to use good judgment. So make sure that you're bumping that up, that you're getting at least that 7 hours. Now, here's the interesting side, is that if we get more than nine, except for a little bit in teenagers could bump that up just a bit, maybe even to 10 occasionally. But if we're getting more than nine, it turns out that all those effects, helpful effects of sleep, are now eroded, and we begin to get the same negative effects. So there's the sweet spot. We each have our own unique chemical mix. So you know what your body needs, but if you are engaging in a pattern of depriving yourself of sleep in favor of thinking that you're being a better achiever or getting more done at work or being more responsible, you're just grossly mistaken. you're in a position that you are eroding your capacity to perform at peak levels. So again, read your own unique body signals, but get at least 7 hours. Now, sometimes, because the effects of sleep deprivation are cumulative, if for reasons unforeseen or uncontrollable, you find yourself in a state of sleep deprivation, one of the things that the research tells us is that by sleeping 10 hours, here's one of those exceptions, 10 hours in two nights back to back, it resets all of the physical, hormonal, chemical aspects of our body associated with sleep, and it puts us back on track. Well, these things are all very important, but I wouldn't stop there. I would add to this the importance of relaxation. So when we think about relaxation, here's what we learn from the research. Remember your high-performance journal? When you stop and reflect on your day and write, when you reflect and write, it's a type of relaxation that, again, alleviates stress, begins detoxification, elevates judgment, reduces error, and helps us to be better achievers. So just taking that 5 minute a day minimum for high performance journal activity and goal analysis and evaluation, it changes everything about our chemistry, our body chemistry, and this combination of sleep and relaxation helps us to begin to elevate our performance. Well, look, we're not here to overwhelm you with all the classes, courses, and book clubs. But we hope that you'll find a reasonable take rate of information. We hope that the information we share with you in our Tuesday evening coaching sessions will give you food for thought about your own life, that it will stimulate the application and utilization of current science to elevate your performance and your growth and your development. Well, take just a moment, reflect and write. Where did you hear an idea that was important to you, that you don't want to forget, that you want to be able to share competently and confidently with other people in conversation as you engage? Please reflect and write 3 to 5 things, and then choose something that you want to have happen in your own life. And then make a decision about 1 to 3 action items. I'll give you just a few minutes to reflect and write, and then we'll jump back in about 5 to 7 minutes or so and hear from you and then jump into a next step. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us. Let's have everybody jump in with some thoughts. Annie, one thing that stood out to you in our discussion about health and the research around sleep and the importance of 7 to 9, and the power of relaxation and the role of high performance journal, including goal evaluation activities that engage in relaxation. Annie, one or two things that stood out to you?
Okay, the 10 hours back to back, you know, where I'm dealing with some major health issues right now and managed to stay out of surgery with my gallbladder, but I, because I'm determined to keep all my organs if I possibly can. And so that was very knowledgeable. I've actually been doing some studying on this and have learned about the leptin and the ghrelin. Yeah, and so but yeah, so that I get the 7. I did work on getting myself up to the 7 hours asleep, but even while I've not been feeling well, it seems like I haven't been doing more than 7 to 8 hours because of, you know, life and trying to study. Yeah. And I lay around a lot, but yeah, so that I'm excited. I'm gonna set that in motion tonight, and I'm gonna set 2 nights now to sleep 10 hours. Hopefully that'll help me in my healing.
You're gonna get this back-to-back reset and dive. Yeah. In excellent, Annie.
Exactly.
Seth, one thing for you. Seth, did
Unmute. There we go. Yeah, it just unmuted. So I used to be one of those that thought that you could be more productive by having more time awake. And so after our previous coaching session where we talked about sleep, I've been making a conscious effort to get at least 7 hours. And so today's a great example. Last night we didn't know if Sarah was going to have the baby, and her and I were up. I was up till about 12:30. And so I thought to myself, okay, I normally get up about 5:30, which would only give me 5 hours. And so I actually slept until 7 o'clock today. And I'm usually have to be out starting work, at least close to starting work, around 7:30. I still did the high performance journal and my normal morning routine. I got to work about an hour later than I normally would, and I was able to get just as much done as I would have in a normal 8 hour day. I got it done in 7.5 hours. So yeah, I made a conscious effort to get the rest I needed, and I was more productive than I used to be, getting 5.5 to 6 hours of sleep every day.
Seth, I just love this. I love this example. I love the fact that you paid attention when we brushed by sleep, when we did six steps to strengthen a weakened will, and that you're applying it in very meticulous ways. Seth, very nicely done and great insight. Thank you. Cami, what about you? One thing that stood out to you in this discussion?
I'll speak for Cammie. She's kind of
Okay.
sick here and can't speak. She's listening, but she's can't speak. I love the whole thing about the sleep, the 7 to 9 hours, and how it detoxes and de-stresses, but more interesting to me is how it protects us from discouragement and depression. There's all these people out there talking about depression, and they give them these antidepressant pills and everything else, which, interesting enough, have their own toxicities sometimes. So to just have the faith and realize that sleep can help you so much in that area of discouragement and depression. And the other thing that impressed me is the judgment. It improves our judgment, our decision making, which then helps us in our happiness level. Those are the things that are emotionally are very important to me. I have a question I have for you. Do they do any research on whether the importance of sleeping during the nighttime versus those that work night and sleep 7 to 9 hours during the day? It seems to me that somehow is not as effective as nighttime hours too. But is there any difference with the day sleepers versus night sleepers?
John, your instincts are spot on here. It is true that on average, daytime sleepers have a much more difficult time getting a restful sleep and a solid, uninterrupted 7 to 9. Shift workers are the worst, however. People who bounce their sleep hours around are even worse off than somebody who says, "Yeah, I'm permanent graveyard shift. I sleep during the day, and I perform my labor during the evening." Shift working is the worst. But your instincts are right on here, and very insightful, John. You're exactly right. Well, good. Let's dive into some other aspects. As I think about our opportunities to grow personal development and growth, I love the fact that we are adding elements to each of these dimensions so that we can explore and utilize and learn and grow in development. But beyond that, I love that it helps us with the next piece, and that is to help other people. Maybe Seth doesn't need to worry about losing weight. He's young, he's energetic, he's fit. But maybe he knows some people at work who are dragging, who don't demonstrate good decision making and judgment, who are having decreased capacity in judgment and mood and discouragement and depression. And he can be able to talk to them about the importance of sleep. Or others who are saying, "Boy, I just really need to find a solution for healthy eating and for a good nutritional diet." It opens the door for Seth to help, to lift, to elevate. That's one of the things that I love about developing additional courses, introducing book club, and making sure that we have this rotation in our coaching sessions, like focusing on health during the month of April. The reason is because the system of these six dimensions really does bring to us greater information, greater knowledge. And when we have more knowledge that is truth, scientifically based, current research, then it gives us greater capacity to make good decisions. And when we make good decisions, it leads us to happiness and joy. That's the thing that we've been saying all along, that there are, in fact, a set of natural laws that govern us, that govern our joy and happiness, that govern our success and prosperity. They also govern our frustrations and our discouragement and our failures. And the degree to which we can learn these principles, exactly as we heard by way of feedback from Annie and Seth and John tonight about sleep. Once we understand what those natural laws are as governed by the science and how our bodies work and perform, it can disabuse us of old notions and ideas that I ought to perform the next day being sleep deprived. I'll get just as much done or I'll do it just as well. Neither of those two things are true. You will not accomplish as much, nor will you do it as well, and nor will you feel good about it. So all of these important principles that we learn give us an opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to adhere. And when I adhere, it leads me to joy, happiness, success, prosperity. That's the pattern. Whereas we also know that the reverse is true, that non-adherence. Okay, so you just learned. You just learned about the importance of a solid 7 to 9. You also learned that excess sleep leads you back to some of the problems as sleep deprivation. So making sure that you govern yourself within that guideline elevates. But if you don't adhere, especially now knowing, if you don't adhere, it leads to frustration, discouragement, eroded mood, and lack of happiness, joy, and success. Well, that's what sixth dimension is all about, as we take these elements. So you can predict, if we're talking about get healthy, and if we're looking at the current research around sleep, eat, move, and gratitude, you can pretty well predict that in our achievement sessions through the month of April, we're going to cover those other topics, again, in greater detail, with greater meaning. We'll hit eat and move and gratitude as we talk about how that relates to our health, wellness, and physical fitness. That's what sixth dimension is all about. Sixth dimension is a complete system for elevating our performance, our joy, our happiness, for helping us to be better agents so that we can make better choices. What we know is that our decisions determine our destiny. And the degree to which we have better information based on truth, and we know how to act on that information, it can change our destination, our destiny. That's what specifically the sixth dimension is. It's the plane of hope and happiness, that no matter what our extent reality is, no matter what world we live in today, we can change that world to something better, brighter, happier, richer, more hopeful, as we understand the natural laws and as we adhere to them. That's the first benefit of the sixth dimension, is that we live on this plane of a rich opportunity of possible worlds. And we can navigate to any of those possible destinations just by better understanding and then adhering to the laws that govern that journey. That's the first benefit of sixth dimension. Let me just share with you a little bit of an example. Lindsay Rosander, don't think she's on the call tonight, is one of our sixth dimension members. From the outset, Lindsay hasn't had intent to utilize sixth dimension as a mechanism for economic development in her life. Though I think that one is important even to our overall achievement, she's comfortable in her economic life. Her husband is a professional, he's a dentist, he's got a well-established practice, does very, very well. So this was not a concern to her, but she's interested in growth and development and achievement. She is interested in helping other people. And so she got involved with the intent that she would learn all she could and apply it. We talked about sleep tonight as one of those natural law principles. As I have talked with Lindsay in the past about the importance of sleep associated with her health, both physical and mental and emotional health, she has complained that she just can't sleep because there's something wrong with the way her legs and feet feel and function at night. They just ache with such acute pain that she just can't even get a normal night's sleep. She's been to the doctor about this a number of times. Well, one of Lindsay's goals and objectives was to lose some weight. We introduced her to the dietary system, the principles, the guidelines. Now, remember, there are a lot of dietary ideas out there. There are paleo diets and Mediterranean diets. There are Atkins diets. There are keto diets. There are intermittent fasting diet. There are all kinds of diets and dieting systems out there. What we do at Sixth Dimension is teach true principles about food and nutritional science. And when we teach those true principles, then it's easier for people to adhere. Well, in anticipation for our upcoming research study, we've been doing some exploration to see what pieces of the study, how to build the study and how to do it correctly. Lindsay was one of those that we got involved. In the very first, I would say 2 days, 3 days, she called me and said, "You'll never believe this. My legs don't ache at night. My feet aren't swelled up at night. I now walk normally without any pain." We were quickly able to both identify and agree on the dietary changes that brought about that benefit to her. Well, once she understood the natural laws and she adhered to them, it changed her life. It brought about a difference. In the very first week, which just recently passed, she's only been exploring this for about a week, she lost 5.6 pounds. But more importantly, she lost achy limbs, feet and ankles that would not sustain her without pain as she worked to take care of her husband and four children. That's life-changing. That's what sixth dimension is all about. It's about personal growth and development. It's about learning principles and applying them that will bring about greater joy and happiness and a richer, more abundant life. And because that's so important, now people begin to ask Lindsay, and she'll see this more and more over the next 3 weeks, "What are you doing? You look like you've lost weight. You're happier. You look like you're moving without pain. What are you doing?" And it opens the door for Lindsay to be able to say, "I'm doing sixth dimension, and it's changing my life." That's why I'm so excited about the new implementation of ideas and thoughts as we introduce the health dimension, classes, courses, book club. Again, you should do this at a rate that has interest for you, at a take rate that is comfortable for you. But if you have an interest in developing, helping other people, let's start there, helping other people. When you help other people in the sixth dimension, we want to make sure that your efforts are honored economically for that. In the same way that we honor our partners, our business partners, as we've been doing for 30 years. When they help our customers, we want to make sure that they are economically rewarded for that. And so we created a mechanism to reward and honor those who do three activities: those who sell, those who help, and those who train. It looks like this. We know that there are two different pricing levels available now in sixth dimension. There's a $180 pricing level. That's for two people. So this is really $90 each. And with that, they get all the coaching sessions Tuesday night and Thursday night. They get all the richness associated with courses, including Basecamp course, the soon-to-be-posted Get Fit course, what they will discover in industry, the financial IQ course, and others. They get all of those courses. So coaching is really three things. There are three types of coaching. There's instruction. You get instruction associated with coaching sessions. Then there's motivation. Well, that's the phone coaching aspect. As you set goals in these areas of dimensions for things that you want to accomplish, that goal orientation changes your trajectory. It changes the direction of your life. Once you get that happening, then there's also feedback from an expert associated with each course, just as there is in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales course. Feedback from an expert as you develop and grow and learn technologies and tools and techniques. Well, two people get all of that at the $180 level. There's also a $70 level. This is for somebody who it's for only one person, but they also would not get the achievement coaching session on Tuesday night. They still get the entrepreneurship coaching session on Thursday night. They get the Basecamp course associated with that entrepreneurship coaching so that they can learn the principles of economy, of industry, on how to grow and develop and earn. Maybe what their goal is, this is where I can start, but this is where I want to go. I want to get the full package, but this is what I can do now. So with that, I'll just use the 180 as our scenario here, but there are opportunities to sell, help, and train. And when we say that, it really means engaging people in normal and natural ways. So for example, I think about book club. Spark is the book that we've launched book club for in the health dimension. I love this book, and it really helps us to understand the important truths around our cardiovascular system and how it helps, how our cardiovascular health interfaces with mental health, emotional health, our attention deficit, and other elements. So that's why we chose Spark. Well, look, introducing a neighborhood book club, inviting friends, family members to say, hey, let's do this book club. Spark. I've just discovered it from my association with Sixth Dimension. Let's do this book together. Then in normal and natural ways, you're able to read the book together and share insights. But your insights come with the added power of insights shared inside book club in Sixth Dimension from other members, participants, consultants. and you bring that richness to your book club class. So you helped, you've elevated, you've guided a whole group of people. And because it's a book club, you get to do this week after week after week until you're completed with the book, as you discuss what you're learning together. And it gives you opportunity in normal and natural ways to introduce your experience with sixth dimension. Isn't that just delightful? I think that that's a marvelous way. That's what we mean by sell. Just introduce people in normal and natural ways and invite them into your circle. It might not be book club. It might be that you invite them to an opportunity meeting, but a stylized opportunity meeting. Maybe it is, look, Dr. Baird is doing a whole study on Get Healthy, and we've invited him to come and do a lecture on that topic and the upcoming study and the people that will be involved in the study and how the study will flow and what the hypotheses of that study are based on the current research about diet, nutrition, sleep, move, exercise, and gratitude. Would you like to come to a lecture about that topic and learn about the current science and state-of-the-art understanding of truth with regard to getting and staying healthy, protecting our health? And then, of course, that turns into an opportunity meeting. Well, this just introduces a multitude of ways for us to personally grow and develop, but also to help other people, to elevate them. I'm looking forward to doing those kind of group opportunity meetings where we talk about, let's talk about nutritious eating and healthy smoothies and what goes into them and why, and what are the health effects associated with those ingredients and what does it do to our bodies. I just think that's a wonderful way to invite friends and family and coworkers to a meeting about sixth dimension. Well, when you do that, that's selling in a normal and natural way. And when you sell, we commission that activity at the rate of 33% or $60 from the $180 amount. Help simply means helping the people you sold to do the same thing you did. Because what you want to do here is sell so that you get three people. When you get three people, you get all that personal growth, all that development with no additional cost to you. And it spirals continually to greater levels of health and happiness, a richer, more full, and happy life. And what's the cost? The cost is now you help other people to do the same thing you did, to set up a book club, to invite their friends to a discussion about healthy sleep or nutrition or basic exercise or even about gratitude. Any one of those topics or the whole set combined. What a delight as you now help other people to learn how to do that activity. It'll expand their friendships, their social, emotional, and relationship fitness, as it will for you. And as a result, you will help them to understand how to, in normal and natural ways, introduce sixth dimension. And then it's your opportunity to train those that you sold to help other people. Those three steps are key. And when you engage in each of those steps, we believe that you ought to be compensated, rewarded for engaging in those steps. Look, we're just here to share the wealth. Yes, there's a cost associated with everything we do here. Yes, we have to keep the lights on and the electricity flowing. Yes, we have to do all of that, but so do you. And so we share in those rewards. When you help, you get another $25. When you train, you get another $25. Now, if we look at those numbers on the $70 pathway, it's again 30%. Well, excuse me, I lied. That's a $60 pathway. That's not $70. That's $60. On the $60 pathway, that's a $20 compensation when you, in normal and natural ways, lift, help, elevate other people through book club, through a lecture series, through an opportunity meeting to join the Sixth Dimension family. And then, of course, the other two, whoops, I'm going to get these all wrong. So that's a third, yeah, it's 8 and 8. So those are the ways the compensation works for you. But let's look at a little bit more detail. If you said, look, I want to jump into that and I want to help other people. I'm concerned about the state of affairs in the world. I want things to be better for my neighborhood, for my family, for the people I interface with, for our nation. I want to help. And so if you engage in that activity and you said, look, I believe that I can set a goal to do that in the first 30 days. Or you may say, I want to do it in the first 60 days. Or you may say, I want to do that in the first 6 months. That's okay. Do the Lindsay Rosander path and say, I want to become a product of the product. As I learn from classes, courses, and book club, as I learn from coaching sessions on Tuesday night and Thursday night, I then have tools that I can use to engage in normal and natural ways to help other people. So you can set your own goals there. I would choose that one as my goal. And then based on the fact that the simplest case is that one person can get three people, that would mean in 30 days you could do the same thing. Your three could all get three. And each of those three, or each of those nine, could get three more. And that means you've got 9 plus 27, 36 people in the course of 90 days. If that's your goal, that would be my goal. If that's your goal, times $25 is $900. So it adds $900 to your household budget. But you might think even bigger or broader. I know that some of you have a specific goal to say, I'm going to go get my 12 as rapidly as possible. And I'm going to help every one of those 12 to get 12. And then I'm going to train them, those my 12, how to help others to get their 12. That pattern leads you to $46,800. So 12 getting 12 is 144. 144 times 12, I hope I get this right, 1728. Our total there, 1872, I think that's right. Times $25 is $46,800 in monthly recurring revenue. Now on this, on my goal of 30, 30, 30, I'm going to get three in the first, well, I'm going to fill up the category in the first 90 days, but I'm going to get three in the first 30 days, but then I'm going to help and train for the next 60. That means I will have only got three in the quarter. But in four quarters in the year, three times four gives me 12. So it might take me a year to get 12. And the last person I signed up, it might take them a year to get their 12. So this course, if you have the same goal that I have of doing it in 30 days, that's a two-year plan. But in that two-year plan, it would lead you to $46,800 in monthly recurring revenue. Now, your own results will vary based on your goals and your ability to spend time to sell, help, train in normal and natural ways. I believe that there is great lifting and elevating that comes with the economic opportunity. I'm pleased to be able to offer that economic opportunity to other people. I hope that many of you will take advantage of it, because as you do, you'll become even more committed. It will reduce the likelihood of your decay associated with the principles in sixth dimension. So if you're here with a friend tonight who's invited you, I invite you, together with that friend, to make a goal, set a time, set a deadline, and work towards it for your own achievement and accomplishment. If you will do that, you will navigate from your current reality to a better place, a new reality with greater hope, greater happiness, a fuller and richer life. That's my promise to you. That's what Sixth Dimension is already doing. Even though we launched only just over a month ago, not quite a month and a half ago, already we're seeing life-changing experiences. That can be you. It will be you as you choose it. And I'm here to do everything that I can to help. Would you take just a moment and reflect? Based on the things we talked about tonight, where did you see new opportunity with new richness to the dimensions? To invite, to sell in normal and natural ways, to invite. Where did you see ideas that you want to implement in your own life? Reflect and write 3 to 5 things. Choose a desired outcome and then make at least one commitment. Take a moment, reflect and write. John Nemaker, it looks like your microphone is off. Do you have something to add? Oh, you're just muted again.
Am I on now?
You're on right now. Did you have something you wanted to add
no.
or share or ask?
No, the line says it's off, so I don't know what happened, but okay, I'll do the opposite. No, I don't have anything to add. It's just wonderful.
Okay, good. Take a minute to reflect and write. As you do so, as soon as you're ready, Seth, I'd like you to share something that stood out to you in our coaching session tonight. Take your time to reflect and write, but as soon as you've completed that activity, just unmute and share.
Okay. So this goes back to the sleep. This is just such a new and effective principle to me. But the I noticed I used to get sick more often when I wasn't sleeping as much. Back when I thought, again, I was Superman and I didn't need to sleep. And so it's interesting that, you know, I was noticing that as we went through that. When you said your immune system strengthens when you go to sleep 7 to 9 hours, it just clicked. All those times that I got sick was times that I wasn't sleeping as often.
Seth, I just love that discovery. Look, Seth, you're a type A personality. You're an achiever. You're a goal-oriented person. And so frequently for those type A personalities, sleep is inconvenient. It's an impediment. It gets in the way of life. And so that's all of those feelings add up, and it causes you to engage in patterns that result in sleep deprivation. And hence, as you've experienced in the past, greater susceptibility to illness. Just a delightful, thank you for sharing that, Seth. I love it. Annie, one thing that you would like to share tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm like speechless. The opportunity meetings. I mean, I thought I was excited about them before. I'm like way excited, and I'm wondering if we're still on for this Saturday, because
I've got you
I
on
know,
my calendar. You were yeah. on. What time are we doing that? It's got to be in the morning, right?
Yeah. I haven't got any family that said one way or the other specific time, so I'm thinking later morning what works for you. But my thoughts on this that I wrote down was I wanted to focus on the health for this particular meeting, because I know a lot of the stuff of what you already shared tonight, but I know everyone would benefit from it. And
Annie, I would love that. When you talk about the health, would you like to do each aspect, sleep, eat, move, and gratitude? Or would you like to just focus on one of those four?
Well, I think they're all so important, but if you can give a brief on each one of them, the sleep, I think, is so valuable, and the eating. I'm excited because, you know, where I'm at right now, I just introduced some food back into my diet after 11 days.
Yeah.
And so I am so excited to have this at my fingertips too. So I think a little bit of everything in that category I think would be really beneficial. And
Awesome. We'll plan on
I
that.
want
I would say the
to and
very latest that would be a good start for me would be at about 11. And if we're going to
Okay.
do that much richness on the Get Healthy, it might be about an hour just to cover that. So we might be an hour and a half. I'll try to keep it to an
Okay.
hour. So either a
Okay.
10 o'clock start or an 11 o'clock start.
Okay. I'm gonna guess with some of them because they've got kids, 11 might be better, but
Okay.
let me work on that. And then I ought to probably contact oh, I'm trying to blank on her name, Brooke. Because I feel like I want to put an invite out too on Facebook.
Awesome. We can
For
help. We're here to help with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Great, Annie. I'll look forward to that on Saturday. And John, we'll conclude with any thoughts that you have, but I'm sure looking forward to being with you tomorrow evening.
Okay, am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, it says I'm off on this somehow. I don't know, but great. Well, again, it really comes down to, in my opinion, this is so valuable. The whole concept of the science backing and the research backing the idea that how people can just improve themselves in so many areas, and the newest latest research coming out to just keep us going and learning. I honestly cannot see why not anyone in this whole world would not benefit from simply being a part of this. And I suppose that's a little bit of my frustration when I want to get this out and I'm talking to all kinds of people all the time. And they all say, well, yeah, that sounds very interesting. And yet trying to get them to the point where they can actually take hold and believe it enough to stay with it. That's the key. And I just wish we could get more people that would consistently stay in touch with these opportunities. They would look back on it and be so thankful. That's what I feel from this.
Yeah, John, I feel exactly the same way. I'm so excited about the life-changing results that we're already observing. And there is something here to benefit everyone. We're doing everything that we can to make it as available as possible and to give as much help as possible. So, welcome to the family. We'll all do this together. Thank you very much. Now, I'll stay and respond to questions as long as anybody.